Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I googled it. Alfred Kinsey. Of course, that's an old report, but still Alfred Kinsey. This is from April 12th, 2002. I googled percentage of farm kids' first sexual experiences with an animal. Some 17% of farm boys in our sample had some sexual contact with farm animals to the point of orgasm. While half or more of boys from certain rural areas in the United States had such an experience.
Now, is that specifically from the old school Kinsey report?
Probably.
Says now, Kinsey, I did read about that, yeah. And those numbers are flawed. They're probably much higher. No, I mean, they're actually probably much lower even at the time. They did not get those numbers in a reasonable fashion.
Well, you're not going to say yes on a questionnaire, are you? I'm not. If I'm a farm boy like Puss, I'm going to say
yeah, but
no.
I mean, yeah. They've got a really high number there.
Yeah.
and a lot of people had to say yes.
For 17%?
Yeah. Or the half.
Yeah, the half is rural area. That's just guys that just visit farms.
Well, that's
farms.
The farm kids right. You were talking about.
But they don't specify
what. Well, rural areas, not just farm kids.
Right. Doesn't specify what areas. Yeah. Seems kind of a general term.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just saying.
All right, Monty on the email has a theory about that bar in St. Louis we were discussing. Petey, you might be a little more of an expert on this than the rest of us. Chance you guys might be overthinking the St. Louis time bar strategy since they are giving away free drinks and only charging you for your time. That makes me think they're attempting to run a club without a liquor license since you aren't buying any booze, only time.
Well, they're not. It wouldn't be, no, it wouldn't be a story.
It's a city councilman doing this. Yeah, he's trying to do it
wouldn't
to bring
be a story
everybody
for,
together.
It was a speakeasy.
Yeah, it's supposed to be kind of a feel-good thing. I don't know if he's actually trying to get around stuff or not.
I think to serve the liquor, you would have to have a liquor license, as opposed to people just coming in with coolers or something like that. That's a completely different thing.
Yeah,
that's a completely different thing.
I got a keg out back. It's $2 to get in. It's not. People do that all the time.
Yeah, did they have the setup bars around here? They had a lot of those when I was growing up in Minnesota.
What bar?
What's that?
You would bring your booze, and they would provide the whatever mix.
You don't need it here, though, because the liquor laws in Nebraska are so easy. And I like it for that matter.
Oh, yeah.
That's why there's more restaurants and bars per capita than anywhere in the country, probably, in this town. And, everybody's got a liquor license. So, you have a sub shop, you get a liquor license.
They're pretty generous.
That's what I love about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's only one, BYO place around here I can think of. And I always felt weird going to that. And it's across the river.
Is it really? Yeah. I haven't been to one in a long time.
Yeah.
And it's not a strip joint?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
I was going to say.
That's the only one I can think of.
Oh, that's I don't know. The Playhouse. That's still
whatever
open?
Whatever it's called. Okay. I don't, well, I mean, that was 12 years ago, probably.
Right.
I mean.
Hog Wild Barbecue in the house.
And, by the way, she was listening, and there's a container of cheese fries over there, too.
Is she really?
I think there was some bacon on top of it, too.
Damn.
I said that earlier.
Oh, man.
When Craig said something about going out to eat's bad for you, I mentioned cheese fries. You got to have them.
And
we started slobbering.
She's great.
Don't do it now.
That's so awesome.
Because we can't eat for 20 minutes.
I think all those times we asked Tony to bring a smoked pig's knuckle or something, he never did.
Oh, God. With
she
bacon
walks
bits on top.
Craig. Right in with cheese fries.
That ain't right.
Thanks, Katie.
Lazy Tony.
Yeah. The smoked pig knuckle, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. They're gone.
I have one of those.
Oh, man. Don't even do that.
Sorry. Can't wait 20 minutes to have a cheese fry.
Ah, man.
It's rude. It's also rude to talk on the mic with a mouthful. Nah, so I'm sorry about that.
Thanks, Katie.
Todd, you need any of this?
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you better get it.
Yeah, I do. Oh,
you got to have one, baby.
With some
I better not.
Because you'll have two?
Yeah. I'll just sit that thing in front of me.
Well, with cheese fries, you could go for one, and 15 of them could stick together, and that's one.
That's what
one.
I did.
That's one.
I had a whole big pouch right there. But... All right, that's good.
It's great. Yeah. It is absolutely.
Where do you guys
great.
Not want these?
Right, I want them right in front of you.
I don't
want them with arm length of me anymore. No.
You just want to stare at them?
We're not good at self-control.
No, not with cheese fries.
Or anything else.
Cheese fried. Cheese sprinkled fries. With a little bacon, by the way.
Oh, man. Those curly fries are crack without cheese and bacon on
You're
them.
You're right. Hog Wild Barbecue, by the way. Thank you.
It was on this date in 1975. You might remember where you were when Saturday Night Live debuted on NBC.
Yeah, my dad told me about that.
That's good of him.
Yeah, my dad said we were...
Dan Aykroyd's one of the poker players now, sitting there with John Goodman on the Conners.
Who was the first host?
Dan Aykroyd's one of the guys now.
Was it Carlin?
Yeah, Carlin was first.
I want to say it was George Carlin.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Is it me or does John Goodman look sickly?
He lost weight.
Yeah, I know.
And he's actually healthier now than he was because he lost weight.
He's
also old, puss. You got to remember, he's not a young guy anymore. Yeah,
70? Is he 70?
Yeah, and I watched The Conners. It's actually a pretty good show. And without Roseanne's better.
When you lose weight at that age, you're not as elastic. It doesn't snap back as quickly.
That's it. That's why. Yeah.
I saw him in the promos.
His face looks a little saggier because he's lost weight, which is better for his health.
Yeah.
And plus he's older.
Who's the SNL Live this weekend?
Yes, it is. David Harbour is the host.
How do I know that name?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the new Hellboy, and he's in Stranger Things.
Got it. Who's a musical act?
Nobody you're going to watch.
Somebody that sucks.
I remember seeing it, and it was nobody you're going to watch.
Perfect. A Danish brewery is going to make paper beer bottles.
Oh, I disagree, Bush, because Camilla Cabello, we can watch. We may want to turn the sound down.
Is she hot?
But we can watch, yeah.
Like Halsey hot?
I think she's it.
Yeah, nobody's, for me, Halsey's it.
She's Cuban, I think.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. I remember Pete Lee was a guest on, is it Fallon that he goes on?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he got to share a little time with her.
I got a bunch of texts from a buddy of mine who used to run a restaurant in town.
Nope, she's American.
Yeah. Who's American?
Born in Cuba. The, musical guest from SNL, Camilla Cabello, or Cabello. Yeah, you can leave the video on. You want to look at that.
All right. No, but once they start singing, I'll probably have to zoom through that because I can see hot chicks not singing on my phone and having sex.
True. We have that option.
We have that option. I mean, plenty. There are a lot of hot women out there. And thank you, ladies.
And rhinos.
And rhinos.
In the moment.
You probably spend more time watching rhinos have sex than humans have sex on YouTube or any kind of video yesterday.
Yeah. Yesterday I did. I didn't click on any porn yesterday. I just watched Craig. And
Yeah.
Me and Craig watched rhinos having sex. Mm-hmm. And that was enough. I was done for the day.
It was funny statement. I didn't watch any porn. I didn't click on any porn yesterday. I just watched Craig.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. I mean, I get it.
Who needs porn?
I mean, I don't know if yesterday would have been my day to pick him, but today he's kind of got it going on.
Yeah. The only thing better than watching porn is watching Craig.
Watching Craig. Yeah.
Excellent point. Right. Thank you. I know porn. Thank you, gentlemen.
Actual animals, too, not Republicans in name only.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Boom. Yeah, rhino with an H.
Right.
Oh, speaking of that, I just got a response from my wife on the question.
Yeah,
she says you might get in trouble just for watching YouTube at work.
Well, because everything's on there.
Yeah,
right.
I don't know.
Well, that's why we don't have real jobs.
You're not working.
You're wasting company time.
I know, but people do it all the time.
That's the general jacket around rule.
Yeah,
not necessarily.
And that's pretty much our job.
So it would be just the YouTube, just not YouTube and rhinos?
That's all she said. She said you can't watch YouTube at work. I beg to differ.
Yeah.
But we have a different situation.
That's what we do.
Yeah, it's kind of our job.
Jacking around.
Well, and it seems like people who have cubicle jobs respect them for doing that every day, but it seems like that is part of their job description.
Right.
Because that's the people that share those kind of things with me all the time.
Totally.
Is people who, so
everybody knows it's a regular job. It's regular
stuff. It's not just here where you can watch YouTube.
Do they block the Facebook? Because I would imagine people would spend a lot of time.
I bet some places do.
Yeah, they got to.
Yeah. I remember hearing from people who said our website was blocked because they didn't want them streaming.
Yeah.
Because it chews up too much of the company's bandwidth.
I've heard of that, too.
Well, I Googled percentage of farm kids' first sexual experience with an animal. And they say, I just answered this question.
Why do you ask it so often?
Why do you keep asking that?
Why do you keep asking?
Here's the answer, dude.
Okay, and she said, I said.
It says, I just told puss. That's what Google said.
Well, I asked her, I said, so the rhino sex is no problem? And she said, it depends if the person was offended or not.
Oh, yeah.
So, oh, if you've got a small one, you'll be actually. Everybody's got a small one compared to this rhino. Yeah, yeah. If you think you're bringing a lumber, check that video out, and you'll say, "Okay, I'll put this thing away." Jack Hanna, it was his animal sex of choice.
Did he tip that off?
Yes, he did. Yeah, I asked him, "What's the craziest animal having sex?" And he said, "Oh, rhinos."
Rhinos,
right away, sure.
without hesitation,
none.
I know I could check out the podcast, but I've been dying to know about bears hibernating.
Yeah.
Because I love when Jack's on, so I'll go listen to that. But what did he say about bears hibernating?
Did you hear Craig talking about they forming their own plug?
Yeah.
He says they do wake up once in a while if the weather gets too warm because of global warming, and they come out and they pee, and they go right back in. And
they actually just pee in the...
No, he said they wake up and pee, though.
Okay, but
they do. That's fascinating.
If it's warm.
So they get a little warm December day or January.
Because of global warming, it's happening more often.
They'll wake up to pee thinking it's over.
The caves smell like pee when you walk in.
Yeah, if you go into a bear den, apparently they don't go outside to pee. They just pee.
In the corner over there or something.
They pee where they eat.
And then have puss empty it.
And then we mentioned they form their own butt plug. Bears do, so number two doesn't come out.
Right.
Craig described it earlier, we didn't eat the cheese fries then.
More accurately, the plug is so they don't have parasites and critters crawling inside.
That's right.
And the best part is I said you should sell Jack Hanna butt plugs. And he said, I go, they would sell. He goes, and he starts to laugh. He goes, oh, you're right, they would sell. That's what he said. Well, you gad dummit, they would sell. He dropped three or four gad dummits.
He's so great.
I can't even say that. Say it out loud. Yeah, go check out the podcast with Jungle Jack there. Anybody.
And exit through the gift shop. Right. Pick up a Jack Hanna butt plug. When you're at the Columbus Zoo.
Oh, my God. That'd be as usual.
He's so great. It's not my fault.
Carlsberg beer. Is it mine?
No, it's mine.
Oh, good. Carlsberg beer.
Yeah, my sister works at UPS in the office back east. And,
we know.
They block Facebook and YouTube.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
that makes sense.
Otherwise, people would spend all day on that. Yeah. Some people would.
So Google rhino sex at home.
Or on your phone.
Not at home, at your house. Don't type in at home.
Not rhino sex at
home.
Two
rhinos are banging in your house, the house is destroyed.
Yeah, your search did not include any results for at home.
Yeah, and I don't think your homeowner's insurance covers that.
Probably not.
No. That might be considered an act of God. Two rhinos just randomly wander up and start banging in your house.
Oh, yeah, you look at that and you say, oh, God. That thing's as long as the rhino.
Hey, they've seen it all. Covered it all.
Well, the woman's just as impressive. The woman, rhino sex, we got it covered.
That's a J.K. Simmons commercial.
Oh, I want to see that one.
Yeah. Shows his rhino penis hanging on the wall.
Have you seen the ones with the Muppets lately?
Yeah.
I kind of like those.
Yeah. I'm curious if those are actually, the ones you see are based on real cases.
Some of them seem real, like a dog's flooding the house, all that kind of stuff. I'm guessing some of them are.
I'm doubting there was actually a vehicle rolling down the hill right in front of
Ricky Fowler.
Ricky Fowler.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that might have been a little staged.
They might have embellished that one a little.
The Ricky Fowler part.
Right.
Or the one where the car lands in the second story of the house.
I've seen cars fly off place. I've seen that, though.
You do hear about
that. Yeah, they go off an overpass, and it's higher in, you know, in some cities.
This
it goes right into a house.
This looks like a neighborhood where there'd need to be a very large ramp.
Yeah, probably.
Conveniently right in front of the house.
Yeah.
Carlsberg Beer Company says that they are working on making paper beer bottles.
Oh, yeah.
They're working on a couple of prototypes of a wood fiber beer
bottle.
First, they
take away my straws, now my beer bottles.
Now I got to drink beer out of a milk carton.
Yeah.
They say these bottles are recyclable and sustainably sourced. One prototype is lined with a thin film of recycled plastic to keep beer from seeping out, and the other prototype uses a bio-based lining.
It would be funny, though. They look like milk cartons, and everybody's sitting in the bar with these milk cartons full of beer.
Bunch of wives on. Have you seen her?
They say these fiber bottles will be better for the environment, and their production reduces carbon emissions as well.
I wonder how their shelf life would work out.
Yeah. So. I'm sure they're figuring that out.
You know, they've got the plastic and nothing's getting in or out.
Yeah. Still, there's some foamy stuff in beer that's not in.
And the plastic isn't environmentally sensitive, so.
No, he said the thin, it's recyclable. He said this thin to keep it from seeping.
Ooh.
As long as it keeps from seeping, I'm for it. Anything.
You got any extra seepage stuff?
Yeah, Justin makes a good point here. I work a cubicle type job. I haven't tried to type in rhino sex. Because I'm sure they track what we browse. Most people use their phones
to
listen or watch things. So you always got that.
That's right.
The penis bigger on your computer, though, than your phone. Rhinos and real ones.
Meat spin.
Yeah. Meatspin.com.
Looks better on your your desk screen than
it
your
does.
Phone.
Yeah.
Says the guy who watches porn on his phone.
I do. Yeah.
You do?
All the time.
Yeah. Well, computers in the public.
I just go to the library when I need to watch porn.
Good idea. It's on somebody else's browser. All right.
Elton John's got a new book coming out called, Me. And he has a few, apparently he doesn't mind talking and giving some great stories.
Right.
And so people are saying this is a fun autobiography.
Cool. I haven't seen the movie yet.
Rocket Man.
Yeah, it's out there. I should watch it, you know.
Is it an actual documentary? Is it based on facts?
They go
a little fast and loose with the facts, don't they?
I don't know. I heard it was a good movie.
I think it's an autobiography.
I saw the beginning of it.
A biopic.
Yeah.
Maybe not an autobiopic.
No, it is a biography about his life. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought they took some liberties.
He apparently tells a story in this autobiography about how he stripped naked and punched his manager at the time on the set of the video for I'm Still Standing. He was high on cocaine when he hijacked a Rolling Stones gig after joining them on stage. He mistook Bob Dylan for a gardener and offered to give him an outfit so he could change out of his scruffy clothes.
Good Dylan.
Finally checked into rehab at the age of 43. Says he's been clean for 29 years. Gave John Lennon a cuckoo clock where the bird had a wooden penis that popped in and out.
That'd be cool. That'd be really cool.
Can we get that for the studio?
Yeah, that's great.
That's a thoughtful gift.
Apparently, Elton arranged for a blimp advertising one of Rod Stewart's shows to be shot down. And he suspects it was Rod Stewart who later stole one of his own promotional banners, one of Elton John's promotional banners.
The money and the drugs and the alcohol that took place in the 70s in the rock community, would that be the, of all the bragging about how cool it would have been to be in the 80s, the 70s, I think, there was so much money. These bands, all the bands you're talking about there, had all jets. Everybody's making a fortune. Record companies were just throwing it out there. They flew everywhere to have sex and drink and party, and that must have been crazy.
That had to be the heyday.
I think if you had a choice to be a rock star in a decade, it'd be that decade, for sure, easily. Pre-AIDS, you know.
He says that he and Tina Turner were going to go out on a joint tour back in 97. That got canceled because they didn't get along at the time. At some point, he told Tina Turner to stick Proud Mary you know, up her
your bear plug. Huh?
Yes, right. Very good.
Imagine her hearing that from little Elton John after Ike Turner Ike been whooping her ass for and Elton John's telling her, like, okay, whatever, Elton.
Put some stank on it.
Yeah, like, whatever, Elton, I'm out.
Yeah, Ike Turner.
You ain't even in my top 10, man.
Well, Petey said whooping her ass.
Yeah, he did.
That's a fairly accurate representation.
Yeah, it is.
He was there when Sly Stallone and Richard Gere were trying to bang Princess Diana.
Oh, that's a great story.
And they actually squared up to each other.
Ooh.
They were both hitting on her.
Oh, yeah. They squared up to each other. And then at some point, Sylvester Stallone stormed off saying that he would never would have been there if he would have known Prince effing Charming was going to be there.
So Gere won that bit?
I guess. I don't know if he actually got it, but...
That's a great story, man. Because
these things happen all the time.
Of course it is. And
it's just famous people.
Famous people hanging out with famous people. They're just still people.
Yeah,
They still want to get some.
There you go.
And you're still. Who's the cock of the walk? You know, I'm gonna steal that girl away from Richard Gere. Yeah. Or vice versa. Yeah, because you know Charles wasn't giving it to her.
This was post Charles.
Yeah, right.
Guys fighting over women all the time. They happen to be a bunch of celebrities.
Exactly. Yeah. Tony Rockler later on can enjoy some Hog Wild Barbecue. It's more than cheese fries. That is their slogan today.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.